I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Next week, hundreds will convene in St. Louis for the 68th Annual League of American Orchestras Conference, the first time since 1966 that the event has been held here and hosted by the St. Louis Symphony, which is now in its 133rd season. Symphony President and CEO Fred Bronstein joins us in the studio. Hello, Fred.
How are you today, Steve?
Very well. I'm so glad you could make it in today.
Oh, thank you.
And from New York, Jesse Rosen, President and CEO of the League of American Orchestras. Welcome to you, Mr. Rosen.
Thanks, Steve.
You've been part of the League for some time, President and CEO for 5 years, I think. So
right.
what is your organization really all about?
Well, we're about helping symphony orchestras stay healthy and vital. And, you know, there are many, many things. In fact, most things they can handle very much on their own. But there are some things that, you know, every orchestra needs a helping hand with, particularly in advocacy in Washington at the federal level, leadership development to ensure we've got a strong pipeline of talent coming into the field and advancing through the field, as well as good knowledge and information about what's actually happening to orchestras, as well as in, you know, wider contextual circumstances that have a bearing and impact on orchestras. And finally, you know, most communities have only one symphony orchestra, and so there's a great need and value in people coming together to share their experiences, to exchange best practices, and frankly, to just enjoy the support of being together with peers from around the country.
Uh-huh. Fred, from your perspective, what's the organization done for you? And I know that I guess you've been going to these conferences other places for a long time.
Right. I actually, in many ways, the League was my gateway into this business because I, my first exposure, of course, I grew up in Boston, grew up around a great orchestra, but I played for many years in a chamber ensemble, and when I got interested in orchestras from a business perspective, as well as a musical perspective, I entered all of this through the League's fellowship program. And in fact, ironically, my first assignment in the fellowship year, and when I was a fellow in 95, 96, 15 years ago, I can't believe longer than that, it was an assignment here in St. Louis, where I spent 3 months in the fall of 1995. So, but that program was, which was, as for many folks in this industry, leaders of orchestras, was a gateway to this business and a great way to learn what this is all about. Of course, the League also has all the other things that Jesse has spoken about. Hi, Jesse, by the way. Nice to be with you. Looking forward to having everybody here. But I think that the role of advocacy is so important in training and development, and as Jesse pointed out, all the things really that individual orchestras, you know, can't really do on their own, but we can do collectively.
Uh-huh. Jesse, I think you'll agree that our symphony here has been pretty successful in a lot of the areas that you mentioned, whether it be marketing and outreach and all the other things. They're pretty healthy here, but would that not be true everywhere?
Well, you know, this is very, very different all across the country, and it's very hard to, you know, paint the whole field with too broad a brush. I mean, I would say one thing that's consistent across the spectrum of our field is a very, very high degree of innovation, and we're seeing many, many, many more attempts to rethink how orchestras go about doing their business, and how they go about doing their art. And this is very much in response to really the way the world is changing around orchestras. So tremendous, you know, innovation on the stage, in concert programming, innovation in how the concerts are delivered, where they're delivered, what the feel of the concert experience is all about. Many, many experiments in marketing and audience acquisition, audience retention, reaching out to younger audiences, more diverse audiences, new uses of technology, social media, et cetera, et cetera. So I think, you know, across the board, there's a wonderful adaptation going on in a kind of ferment as orchestras are, you know, turning into this, you know, new world that we're in, which is so substantially different from the period of time that really gave birth to the modern orchestras. We know it, you know, in the second half of the last century. It's a very, very different world today, and I think orchestras are really thriving as they, you know, explore and figure out how to be a really vital part of it. And the St. Louis Symphony, you know, is really in the forefront of a lot of this work and has been for a long time, which is one of the reasons we're so excited to have, you know, our whole community descend on St. Louis and be in and around the St. Louis Symphony, because they have a magnificent story to tell. And, of course, theirs is not just one of health and vibrancy, but also one of great resilience. You know, they've had their rough patches, as many orchestras do, but they've come back so strong. And so it's just a great place for everyone to be.
Well, I want to talk about the conference a little more specifically and about a concert that's open to the public next week, too, in just a moment. But before we get to that, Jesse, one more thing. While you've been at the League, you've been part of creating some new programs there, like Music Alive, among some others. So would you just comment on that?
Sure. You know, one of the places I think that, you know, as Fred used the word collectively, is a collective benefit to our field working on some issues together. And definitely one of them has to do with linking composers and orchestras with one another. It's not always a natural, easy connection to be made. And so sometime over about 10 or 12 years ago, we partnered with what was then Meet the Composer to form a composer in residence program, and that's now been running very successfully for, I think, you know, 10 or 12 years, and I think something like 60 or 70 composers have participated in it, from, you know, the very most established, you know, including Joan Tower and Joe Schwantner, who were, you know, resident in St. Louis, as well as many young up-and-coming composers. So it's been a vehicle to introduce them. And this past year, we launched a new program supported by the Ann and Gordon Getty Foundation, where we've been able to make grants to our member orchestras to support their innovative work in community engagement and education. And the St. Louis Symphony, not surprisingly, successfully was able to compete for one of those grants.
Hmm. We're talking with Jesse Rosen, President and CEO of the League of American Orchestras, and with Fred Bronstein of the St. Louis Symphony. Fred, the last time that the League had their conference here in St. Louis was in 1966.
Right.
So why so long? And and
good question.
And what does it mean to have this in our city?
Well, I mean, I would say a couple of things. First of all, when I got here in 2008, not long after I started to talk with the folks at the League about having the conference here, because I was really kind of amazed that it hadn't been here. There was a near miss, I think, in the early part of this decade, but other things happened that made it not possible. But it, as you point out, it's long overdue, and so it means a couple of things, I think. You know, from the orchestra's perspective, you know, we are very proud of. What the orchestra has been able to do, you know, artistically, financially, in terms of from a labor perspective, in terms of our relationship with the orchestra, and the long-term agreement we have, we think there are a lot of things here that are, you know, that we've learned over time, and I think it's we want to be able to both share that with other orchestras and learn from other orchestras, of course. But you know, frankly, it's an opportunity for us to. Many people know the St. Louis Symphony through recordings over the years. It has a long discography, but most folks haven't heard the orchestra live, and most folks haven't heard the orchestra live in Powell Hall, which is a fantastic space to hear this orchestra and to hear music. So. All folks from the industry will hear that next week. And also, you know, St. Louis is a wonderful city with, as you know, Steve, just all of these great cultural resources and assets. And you heard an example of that earlier on, you know, Opera Theater's upcoming project. And so it is, we want to be able to show all of that off, you know, show the city off. We think that this is a, you know, there's a lot here to talk about. So it's a great chance for all of those things. And again, you know, as Jesse pointed out with the conference, it is, you know, it's a chance just to visit with colleagues and learn what's going on and share what's going on here.
Well, Jesse, I think there's something like 900. There will be something like 900 attendees here. Who are these people?
Well, you know, it's virtually every type of person associated with orchestras. So these are musicians, volunteers, conductors, board members, executive staff, all other manner of staff. There are many people from the you know, the kind of the support organizations, the artist managements, the music publishers, the acousticians, you know, so you've really got a very broad slice of the orchestra world coming together, which is part of the excitement about it, is that you've got everyone kind of mingling from all of their different perspectives, as well as people from, you know, the whole spectrum of budget sizes. So, you know, that Los Angeles Philharmonic will be represented along with, you know, dozens of orchestras with budgets probably under $500,000 and everything in between. So it's really, it's just a great opportunity for the, you know, the full spectrum of people and organizations to be together in one place.
Well, the conference is full of seminars and workshops and symposiums. Maybe could we touch on a couple of the topics?
Sure.
Maybe I'll throw a couple out there, and I think you even referred to a couple of these. The new digital landscape, the St. Louis Symphony, a culture of collaboration, new music, engaging college students.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the ones that we're particularly interested in, you know, well, we're interested in all of them, but we're involved in several seminars, the St. Louis Symphony, and of course David Robertson is doing a conductor's workshop and a masterclass and things like that, and that'll be wonderful. We're also doing this toolbox on the culture of collaboration, because I think one of the things that is unique about the St. Louis Symphony is sort of the internal esprit de corps of the orchestra. It is quite a remarkable group of musicians, and we've worked through experience over the years and from learning from mistakes of the past. Of course, we all learn and we all build on what comes before us. I think how to work together better and more effectively and collaborate, and I think that so many things that are going on in the orchestra right now, from our media partnership with you all, St. Louis Public Radio, with the live broadcast, to our all of the education programs, are a result of, I think, the labor agreement, or a result of this kind of collaborative approach that we take. And so we want to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to have the opportunity to do that in that seminar. And I'll let Jesse, I'm sure you have thoughts on some of these other things also.
Sure. Well, the new digital landscape session addresses, you know, really what it's just very hard to stop at any one moment and capture where we are, because it all keeps moving so fast. But, you know, one of the highlights there is we're very thrilled to have Richard Slaney with us. He's the developer of the app, the orchestra app, and Richard's from the Philharmonia Orchestra in London, where they actually have 8 full-time dedicated staff to digital media on behalf of the Philharmonia Orchestra. So there's a, you know, whole wealth of knowledge there. And, you know, that was certainly one of the other points about the conference itself. It's really where new knowledge comes online and gets shared. Uh-huh. And similarly with this session on college kids and what they're thinking about classical music, this is a presentation of a new body of learning that's come out of a major study of college students' attitudes towards classical music, and it was undertaken by a consortium of major university presenters. It was just completed, and so it's going to get its first, you know, showing to a public at our conference. And of course, that's a critical segment of our population that we really need to understand.
Excuse me for jumping in there, Jesse. Yeah. We're almost out of time, and a couple of quick things I want to mention before we're out.
Sure.
There is one event open to the public we want to highlight next Tuesday, 7:30 at Powell Hall.
Right. The concert, of course, wonderful program, includes Mozart, Wagner, Sibelius, and John Adams, Dr. Atomic Symphony, which the orchestra recorded on Nonesuch Records and was named by the Times of London as one of their top recordings. Also, I want to mention the fact that our hosting of this conference is made possible because of the support of Rex and Gene Singfield, who have very, very generously supported the orchestra over some years and are contributing to make this possible for us to host this. So we want to acknowledge that and we're very grateful to them.
It's the League of American Orchestras Conference in St. Louis next week. And again, the one event open to the public is next Tuesday evening at Powell Hall, in a concert conducted by David Robertson. Go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page And we'll have a link for more information. The theme of the conference, Imagining 2023, what orchestras will look like in the next decade. We want to thank Fred Bronstein, President and CEO of the St. Louis Symphony. And on the phone from New York, Jesse Rosen, President and CEO of the League of American Orchestras. We'll look forward to seeing you in town. Jesse, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Fred,
good
to see you.
Thank you.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about a film and a short drama about civil rights activist Bayard Rustin, who worked closely with Martin Luther King, but never got the recognition that the Reverend King did. We'll also take a look at Peter Martin's participation in this year's Gesher Music Festival. And in the next installment of Soundbites, produced with Sauce Magazine, we'll consider all things barbecue. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council State Agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and have a great weekend.